If I put all of me into something, or if you put all of you into something, you will
Get there.
reap the benefits of your labor.
But like you might get there and God might be like, I mean, you just could have did more.
I'm
Then what do you respond
like, "Yo, send me back. What you want? What you need me to do?
like?
Now that I got you here, since you want to talk, let's talk.
Send
What
me
you need me to
back.
do? Send me back.
Like, nah.
All I
I'm
need
gonna
is
send you back as a cow now.
I'm like, "Yo, somebody come tip me over."
Getting sent back as a cow to be like, "Hey, yo, God, this is what I meant. This is what I meant. I didn't want to be nobody oxtail. I didn't want to be no burger. Don't make me no burger, man."
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here. Your boy Damani.
If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. In layman's terms, that means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music. It could be food. It could be family. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. While you're here, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell
Ding.
So you never miss an upload. And how y'all feeling today?
Good.
Good.
I'm good as well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I took a nap.
That's good.
So I feel a lot better than before I took a nap, but I could have took a nap for longer. If you can't tell. But I'm doing very well.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So what are we talking about today?
Today the topic is if your lifetime on this earth, you had everything you need every day to make it to the next day, but wasn't able to experience what you want or have what you want, would you be okay with that?
Okay, so your entire life, you have all of your needs. All of your needs are supplied. So, like, that means, like, literally, like, water, food.
Yeah, so every day
house,
you have enough food
storage.
To make it to tomorrow. You have enough water to make it to tomorrow. You have your house or wherever you stay in. Like, all your needs are met. Everything that you need, you have. But you're not able to experience the things that you want.
So would I be okay with that? I don't know. I don't know just because, okay. So like a lot of times in life, like we be having what we need, but it'd be other things that we still want. And we'd be like, I want what's over there. And I don't know, because, like, okay, so even as my needs change throughout life, those are still getting met.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that look like? Like, okay, am I still, what type of, like, my I need a nice living situation, right? But, like, where I'm living at?
You gotta take that over God.
like, what are the things, like, my needs being met? Right. Is it according to my level of bougie, or is it just like bare minimum? You just got a place to stay. Like what?
All right.
Give
let's
me some
say,
stipulations.
Let's say whatever comfortable is for you.
Okay.
You're there. And every day you have what you need to sustain this level of comfortability. But the things that you want, even if that means elevating to, like, say you got a car, now you want
the
newer car.
Car,
you're not able to experience that, but you have everything you need.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't know if I will be okay with that. Just because, like, I'm currently in a space where I'm working to move out of my comfort zone. And I feel like, I would be grateful to be there, I guess. Yeah, I would be grateful to be in that space. But I think that there will always be a part of me that is like, I knows that there's more and will be like, ah, but what if we did this though? Like, can I get to that type of thing? Like, I think that there will be a part of me for after a certain amount of time. I think maybe, I don't know, because it will be like that my whole life. So yeah, I would think that it's just normal, but I will probably at some point be like, yeah, but like, let's try something new. Hey Lord, I know you said you'll supply my needs, but I need a new house. So you know, like, I don't know. What about you?
Good question. Because initially when you started off, I was thinking like just what I need. Like, not like, is it just enough to get like, hey, listen, you're fine, or is it like the need? But then as you were explaining the level of comfort, I think on paper I would love to be like, yeah, that's it, right? I think the desire to want more can also be helpful. So I think, like, I want to say yes, but I feel like I prefer how life is now. I know how that sounds, but like, I don't know. It's such an interesting thing. I think the want for better isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think maybe just the want in excess is where
it becomes a problem.
Yeah. So I think I'm trying to remember what the ending of what the initial question was. Would I be okay?
With, like,
yeah. I mean, of course, okay. I would. I mean, yes. By definition, I would be okay.
Would you be okay with that?
Would you personally be like,
I know you would be
I'm
okay.
Fine
yeah,
with
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
would you be fine?
Would you have a problem that, like, you can't experience? Like, you don't need to go skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I want to go skydiving, but
yeah,
I have everything I need.
I'd have a problem with that. Well, actually, you know what?
I can't enjoy life.
Nah.
Because I have everything I need.
That's crazy.
It's like when you want punishment as a kid and your friends knock on the door, you can't come outside, so you're just looking out the window like, I just want to go play.
But I have everything I need.
Nah, I wouldn't be okay with it. I feel like, was you done?
All I was going to say, I think at the end was, I think you need experiences. So, like, in that regard, you would still get what you need because we need experience as well. Right? Am I bugging?
But I think he was talking about, like, your basic needs.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't think experience is a part of the basic needs.
I think experience is absolutely a part of your basic needs.
A part of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Are we talking about, like, but no, I feel like we have, let me pull up the.
I think it's, you know, all
right, yes.
Milk, butter, bread.
That's the pyramid.
That's the food pyramid. The old food. Yeah, we don't even. Oh man.
Poultry?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Milk, butter, bread.
Was poultry and produce in the same section? No, right? Wait, produce is vegetables.
Yeah.
Poultry is
chicken.
Yeah.
So,
birds. It's with the meats.
Poultry was...
Arby's. We have the meats. Sorry.
Crazy.
Sorry.
That's fine. I always get the two peas mixed up.
I used to think produce was meat.
So, where are the eggs at? The eggs is with the meat.
I feel like the eggs are like...
poultry.
On the pyramid?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say they was like next to the milk. For whatever
I think
reason.
So.
Yeah,
and on the actual pyramid. Somewhere in that
so.
General
refrigerated
area.
Items.
But, back to the topic. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be okay with that. One, I feel like I'm in that space now. All my needs are met. But it's like the stuff that I want, it's in reach, but it's like right. Like if I could only reach this far, what I want is like right here.
I'm glad you did that because I'm like, they can't see how close that like, is.
Yeah, it's like looking out the window, you see everything that you want. Mm-hmm. But, and it's like, I want this. And it's not like we're not getting experiences or seeing the things or seeing other people experience these things. It's just that these things aren't for us. That's trash. I ain't gonna lie.
how that's described, I'm not.
Like, for me, I don't feel like we are here just to have our needs met. Like, the fact that we're here, our needs, when we were put here, our needs were automatically met, right? Mm-hmm. Pardon me. And the luxury of life is to experience the things that you would like to experience. And we're here to want. I don't think we're here to just do the same thing over and over, or just, I don't think we're here just to be here. I think we're here to actually live life. Part of living life is doing the things that you want to do, doing the things that you're interested in doing, and like, just like you said, experiencing. I don't think experience is a need, but experience, I think it is a need to grow, but it's not a need to survive.
I don't even know if I agree with that, to be honest. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You could go.
You was talking.
I was just going to say, even though I feel like it's not one of the, I guess, originally categorized, and maybe we should pull up that, the needs chart or whatever. The Maslow's. The actual
hierarchy of needs.
Yeah, those. I don't think that it is looked at as like a basic need, but when you think of it from a perspective of like working remote or like being in the house, like some people cannot be in the house for long periods of time without going outside and experiencing the sun. Or
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, just like
crazy.
I think everybody needs to go outside and experience the sun at some point, please, you know. For like life reasons, health reasons.
Right.
But
I wasn't talking about that type of experience when I was saying experience. Like I'm talking about like stuff that you want to do.
Okay, here's the hierarchy of needs. At the bottom is physiological needs, so breathing, food, water, shelter, clothing, sleep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Next is safety and security, so health, employment, property, family, and social ability. Then it goes love and belonging, friendship, family, intimacy, sense of connection. Then we have self-esteem, confidence, achievement, respect of others, the need to be a unique individual, and then at the very top is self-actualization, which is morality, creativity, spontaneity, acceptance, experience, purpose, meaning, and inner potential. So
when we're talking about our needs being met, is it all of those needs, or are we talking about the bottom one of the needs?
I was talking about all of them. If all of those needs are met,
then you don't need nothing. Because all of that is met. Like, literally, all of the stuff, based on if all of those needs are met, what else do you want outside of that? Because like all, like whether it's you get experience, you have self-esteem, you have the job you want, you have the connections. Like you end up having everything. If we're going based on that,
but you still can't go skydiving.
Nah, that's a part of the experience. It says it's self-actualization.
Come on, man. I'm gonna go skydiving.
Purpose, meaning, and inner potential, creativity, spontaneity.
I'm gonna be out the window.
All right, so. The first four. Everything except self-actualization
is met.
Yeah.
Then I feel like at that point it's gonna be something missing. Cause then that's the creativity. That's creating an experience for yourself and stuff like that. I wouldn't be fine with that. Like, I would not be okay with that.
Yeah.
And It sounds wild to say. Oh.
My thing stopped recording. All right, no more work for me later.
Should I see where it stopped last?
It's all right. Let's just keep going.
Okay. I wouldn't be okay with that. And I feel like it sounds wild to say because, like, you know, God is supplying your needs. And, it, you know, we were taught to be like, yes, I'm supposed to be fine with that. But if I get all those other needs met and then I don't get the, I guess, the extra experience or, like, the creativity or to even just, like, set my, I guess, my goals higher, reach for more, because I feel like desire is something that was instilled into us intentionally. Well, I mean, I think everything was put into us intentionally, but like specifically desire, us to desire more, because that's what fuels our creativity a lot of times. I feel like desire is something that's intentional to help us to want to create more and go for more, and because God, the creator, created us in his image as creators. It's like, I feel like if the, I guess, desire was removed from my body, like just desire to do anything, like to achieve more, then okay, cool. The first four of those could be met and I will be good. But if the desire for more is not removed from me, then I'm not going to be okay with this. I'm going to be sitting in the house like, dang, but little Ray Ray outside. Mm-hmm. I want to be outside, like, type of thing.
I want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Exactly. Like, I want to go to brunch. I want to, whatever it is, it's like, I'm going to want to do it or create this experience, and then I'm not going to be able to do that, and that's going to be frustrating for me. Mm. And I'm going to be grateful for what I have, but then I'm also still going to be frustrated.
Yeah. I agree. So, yeah, I would not be okay with all but the top half. That's not
all but self-actualization.
Yeah, no, that's not copacetic, personally. And I don't think there's anything wrong with desire, like, in and of itself. So, like having desires, there's nothing wrong with it, because I think that helps you do stuff. Like, why do you want to paint? Because you have a desire to want to paint. Like, I saw a homie on the street painting. I'm like, that's fire. I would love to be able to paint like you. And it's like, I went home and started painting. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with desire. I do think if all of our needs are met, including like everything on the pyramid, then I'm fine with it. But if we just talking about if we taking anything off of the pyramid, it's like, nah, you can have that. Let's get off.
Honestly, when we first posed the question, I thought it was literally just like the physiological needs.
Water, shelter.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking.
Yeah, but like everything that you need is like you have.
All of your needs.
All of your needs are met. So even like communication, community.
I wasn't thinking nothing about that.
That's what I was thinking.
All that stuff. You got hot water, you got cold water.
I was thinking milk, butter, bread.
You got options?
Options.
Is that a need? Do you need options?
I don't know.
It wasn't listed.
Or back in the day, they only had bread and fish and wine.
I think they had more than that, actually. They were eating lamb.
They did it up, so they didn't have no greens? they had no vegetables? There wasn't no vegetables?
There was a lot. They had beans,
legumes. He said bread, fish, and wine.
Wheat, barley.
What kind of diet is that? Bread, fish, and wine? Can you imagine every day just drunk and eating and having fish breath? Every day?
Well, they didn't have toothpaste.
So, drunk and having fish breath every day? Fish sandwiches every day? That's not cool.
So, it has some vegetables. Sounds like the life.
What?
No, I don't.
I was about to say, you try that out for a little bit. Let me know how that go for you.
You don't even eat meat. I mean, fish ain't meat.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. It's not categorized as meat. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, I would not be satisfied with that. And I feel like in the past, I would not feel comfortable saying this.
Word, me either.
Like,
I wouldn't. It'd be a thing of feeling the need to, I guess, agree with. It goes back to asking God why. So it'd be like, like, why did you, like, why do I have to be in this situation for the rest of my life?
Right.
Like, what?
What did I do? What did I do?
What do you want from me? I'm fighting for my life.
Well, yeah, that's.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, in the past, I guess it does go back to asking God why, but it's also like a thing of, like, well, God said it. In your head, you're like, well, God would have said it, so it would have, you know, I just would have had to deal with it. Which, I mean, yes, but also, it's going to be a little bit of an argument. Like, I need some answers here, because they out there living their best life, and I just, you not letting me go out there and live my best life. And I want to do more. Like, even, and I love the song, Satisfied by, The Walls Group. Like, if I never get that house, that car, or be a superstar, and my dreams, they never come true, would I be satisfied with you? And I would be satisfied with the Lord.
But the situation, I'd be like, this not it.
But I'll be very disappointed. Like, very disappointed.
And then it's a thing of, one thing that I thought of is two things regarding to the song. So if that was the case, if I never got the house, the car, or was a superstar, nobody knew my name, my dreams never came true, one question out that I would have is, what was I doing with my time while I was here? Because for me to actually be putting forth the effort towards my dream, it's inevitable for, like, it's, I would, I'm a stand on this. It is impossible for my dreams not to come true. If every day, I feel as though it is impossible for my dreams not to come true. If every day I'm doing what I need to do, focusing on the dreams, putting all of me into this dream, I believe, not them, I believe that it is impossible for me or y'all not to achieve your dreams and whatever life that you desire if you're actually putting all of you into said dream. So that was one thing. What did I do with my time here?
And then what if God was just like, nothing?
Man, that's some bull. And then the other thing was,
saying that's some bull to God is crazy.
Man, take me out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Time. Shut up.
You called me trouble. That's crazy.
I don't even remember the second. Hold on, let me.
My bad.
It wasn't even you. The second thing was, if I never had this house, this car, what was I doing with my time here? And yeah, I don't remember the second one, but the biggest part was, what did I do with my time here? For me not to get these things that I want.
It's always possible that, you know, you were working toward these things, but subconsciously, you were self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. And that might be, like, that could all, I don't know, like, it could always be something like that happened. Or maybe, like, you thought that this was your dream because somebody told you that this was your dream, but you actually wanted to be doing something else. I don't know.
But I still believe if I put all of me into something, or if you put all of you into something, you will
get there.
Reap the benefits of your labor.
But, like, you might get there and God might be like, he might have been like, I mean, you just could have did more. Then what do you respond like?
Wait, get where?
You get to heaven. and you see God, and you ask him the question. Yeah, you could have just said more.
I'm like, yo, send me back. What you want? What you need? Now that I got you here, since you want to talk, let's talk. What you need me to do? Send me back. I'll get it done expeditiously.
Nah, nah. I'm gonna send you back as a cow now.
So, sending somebody back as a cow is crazy.
You need to sit with your decisions.
That's crazy.
I'm like, yo, somebody come tip me over.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Getting sent back as a cow to be like, hey, yo, God, this is what I meant. This is what I meant. I didn't want to be nobody oxtail. I didn't want to be no burger. Don't make me no burger, man. That was crazy.
Oh, man. That is hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a weird, I guess to even think about. But, I mean, it's a lot out here. Like, it's a lot to do. It's a lot to see. It's just a lot. And
life is meant to be experienced. Like,
right. So, if all of the needs... All of the needs on the pyramid were met, then, like, I think I would be fine. I would be okay with that. But if,
Just the physiological?
If it's just the physiological, I think that, of course, as a person, I would be okay. Like, as just a human being, just being on Earth, I would be okay, but I would feel like there was things missing in my life. Like, I feel like mentally I would not be okay. Physically, because all of my physical needs would be met, I would be fine. But mentally, because if it's only physiological, that means that it's not really no, like, connections. Like, so, that means I don't really got no people in my life. It's just me. That means that I'm probably not actually really going outside and experiencing life because the self-actualization isn't there. I don't remember what the other things were, but self-esteem out the window. I'm probably sitting in my house in the dark, you know, getting my groceries delivered at this point because I ain't got no self-esteem. Like, you know, just all of the things. It would be a sad life if it was just my physical needs that were met, like my physiological needs. I would be probably depressed.
All right. You can go ahead.
Nah, you good.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say.
You sure? I'm positive.
All right.
I didn't fully flesh out what I was going to say, so go for it, please.
All I was going to say was, in terms to the chart, a lot of times all of those needs are met, but it'd be hard to... sometimes it'd be difficult to actually realize that all these things are met because we want more. Like, I feel like it's natural to want the stuff that you see, even if it's just to experience it, like to see what it's like. That's why people be pushing a red button when they say don't push the red button. Like, it's just like that. Like, I just want to see what it does.
Push it. A lot of it's our curiosity. This actually reminds me of, I was watching... Might have been a Myron clip. He was talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, yeah. And
garden means safe space. Eden means provision, something like that.
Yeah, like protected preparation for performance. Whatever them peas were. But like this the
papaya.
I was about to say papayas. But just like the idea of like God, when you're talking about Adam and Eve, God was like, you have a whole forest of trees. You can do whatever you want. Just don't touch those two trees. And you had to walk past every one of the abundant trees to go to the one tree that God's, like, you literally had to like go out of your way to focus on that one. It's a forest of trees. And you like, you know what? I know there's a lot of trees here, but I want to go to that. He said, I can't touch that tree. I need to know because I feel like I might be missing something. So let me go over there and me find out. And it's like that idea of like, because I, even though I have literally everything is here, But I don't like the fact that you said I can't do that. I don't like that. Let me see, why can't I do that? And then you find out, and it's like, oh, this is. But I think that's all. I think that's a part of the journey. Like, we have to go through, like, getting the things that we said we thought we wanted, and then going back and be like, you know what? It wasn't that. I mean, it was cool. The jet was nice. Did I need four? I didn't need four, but I could have been okay with one.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be like, why couldn't I be Adam? We would have been living good right now.
What you mean?
I wasn't going to eat that apple. The forbidden fruit. I wasn't going to touch it.
I think you would have. I wouldn't have. I think that's the point. I think everybody would have.
I wouldn't have. I don't think everybody would.
I think everybody would have.
For him, God would have had to tell Breeze to touch the tree, and then Breeze wouldn't have touched it. That's how you are.
Nah, if God would have said,
you know what? I don't want to do it. I'm doing it my own time. It's too much. It's like when we tell you to listen to certain music.
I'll be having to be in the mood.
Exactly. I'm not in the mood to touch this tree right
if
now.
If God would have told me you could do whatever you want, you could eat from any tree except this one, I would have been like, all right. Eve would have came over to me like, oh, watch this hat. What you doing, girl? Put that back. God said, don't touch it. Don't touch it, girl.
He smacked the fruit.
Would have had to baptize little Eve.
He said, no. Oh my gosh. But, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like.
I got to stay here. You don't. Who told you to touch that? Your team.
I feel like that's easy to say.
You my friend.
Come on. I feel like that's easy to say. I think when you actually get the chance, God being like, don't, like, you can have fruit from every tree, just not that one. I think you talking about eternity. This is forever. This is forever. You
we
got
don't know how long
years,
they've been
right?
there before.
So sitting there,
it's
like, you know, I mean, I had fruit from one of these other trees. Why God tell me I can't eat this tree? Why can't I do this one? I kind of want
to. That's when you're supposed to ask God why.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, who knows? If God might have just been like, listen, don't touch that.
He might have said, because I said so.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like, I kind of want to know. I feel like I want to know why he don't want me to touch that. Like, is that the best fruit? Is there a fruit that I'm not supposed to eat? Like, why can't I? Why?
I'm taking care of
it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it over the span of, you know, hundreds of years. You know, some people might crack. You might crack. First time Eve might have been like, hit, you slapping the apple away. After the third time, I mean, see what this day. Oh,
I'm making it.
Who was actually under my apple on before? like what?
You That's know, funny.
I just feel like at the end of it, we all kind of like the curiosity.
But that is a good point, though. Like, when you think about Adam and Eve, like, technically, like, all of their needs were met. And they still wanted more. Like, that's the thing. All their needs was met. They didn't have to want for anything, but they decided to want for this tree.
But they ain't have other people. They just had them two and animals.
No, it was other people.
There was other people there?
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I don't know. What was it there?
In Genesis.
They said that?
We are no Bible scholars.
We not, but I know there's other people there.
My word, Lilith.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her name. Yeah.
They had all of the needs met. It was just the thing they probably felt like they were missing something, which is wild, right? Because you can have everything and still feel like you're missing something until you get the thing that you felt like you was missing, and you like, you know what?
Now I
really don't got nothing. Can't even get back into my garden. You know what I'm saying? Can't even tell my tomatoes. Oh my goodness!
Locked out of a place that's outside.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Well, actually, that's kind of normal. People do that. They put up fences.
It wasn't no fence at first.
I mean, yeah, but a spiritual fence.
Oh Lord!
Well, Lord be a fence. That's what they said.
That's what they were talking about.
I don't know if that's what they were talking about.
My tomatoes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know how mad I would be if I was like, let me try this apple. It was like the, and what if the apple wasn't even busting like that? Like, what if like the fruit, you like, oh, this tastes old. Like, this going bad. Why did I do it? And next thing you know, you looking at, and then you looking at all your Honey Crisps. And you're like, oh, my favorite. That was my favorite tree. Eve, why'd you do this to me? Like, I'm sitting there, like, don't give me no more apples. Don't give me no more apples. I don't want to see no apples. No, I don't want to see. Don't give me nothing. We eating fish and bread.
And why?
Fish and bread from now on.
Oh man!
Don't bring me no more fruit. I don't want to see nothing.
Fish and bread.
That's funny.
Better not be no white bread.
They didn't have white bread back then.
What kind of bread they had? Stout.
Spelt. Spelt. Sound like Kefeltofish. That's all I heard in my head. He was doing Kefeltofish.
They had wheat and barley and stuff.
Oh, wait.
Barley. They had leaven.
Ezekiel bread.
They had unprocessed bread. They had stuff that was made from scratch. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have the cinnamon Ezekiel bread. It was just.
Yeah, they had to grind the stuff into flour, like with the stones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they wasn't no
intuitive.
Yeah, but yeah. Luckily, we don't gotta do that.
Yeah, I mean, but even still, so I just want to clarify: do you guys believe that all of your needs are currently met?
Yeah, in the ways that they be met, I don't really be liking it, but
that's crazy.
But I'm grateful.
That's crazy. He said, "Yeah, like they met, but I don't like how they getting met. Like I feel like somebody else should like meet them in a different way.
We can reconvene
later, but like I don't like how they're being met. Like I know you paying for this, but like can you pay for it with a different set of money? Like I don't like that set of money that you using. I need all of my bills paid with fresh $100 bills. I know you have 20s and 50s. I want it to be paid with fresh." Fresh $100 bills. If it ain't fresh $100 bills, I don't really want it to be.
Hot off the press. If it ain't got no blue strip.
That's crazy.
Nah, but all my needs are met.
That's crazy.
Shit, I wouldn't have did it this way. That's the thing. I wouldn't have chose this route. But hey.
We're here.
God did.
I was going to say, but did you? Like, didn't you choose the route? Like, you didn't choose to be here, but, like, technically, you chose to be here.
That's another pod for another
that's
day.
That's fine.
I wouldn't have chosen this route.
What route would you have chosen?
Easy route.
What'd that mean?
That's a pod for another day.
Because everybody got they own version of easy. Stuff might look easy, but... We don't know what people had to go through to get there. Me, to answer your question.
What was his question? Oh, he's currently met. Yeah. Where? Yep, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As well.
But.
I need you to meet them in a different way.
I mean, if it was a perfect world, like I would probably... I don't know. I had some stuff I needed to work through. I would have already came into this life with these mental blocks worked through already. And I just would have went to where I needed to go. But.
Boo. Boring.
What?
It's boring.
You can take the piss in the hot.
You can have the piss in the hallway.
I take the Picasso.
Ooh, man. It's boring.
Listen, is it?
I mean.
Yes. On a fundamental level, yes, I understand that we came in here. There was nothing wrong with us to begin with. But, like, I don't know. It's the, like, you need a little bit of controversy. You need a little bit of friction.
I mean.
Because otherwise life is boring.
I don't know that because I ain't experienced it.
life, boy.
You probably experienced that in one of your lives. I don't think I don't know that I got that experience. So if I could just
what about you just give me stress-free? Struggle-free?
But I guess you're right. I mean, like, what I've gone through, though, has made me who I am today. Like, we probably wouldn't even have this podcast if I hadn't gone through the things that I've gone through. Same thing for you guys. So, like, I do, you know, man, you know, things, easy things be looking nice, though. But I'm appreciative of the journey of how I got here. My needs are met. My needs have been met. They've always been met. Even when I don't realize it, my needs are being met. It's just that, you know, I don't know. I've come to the conclusion that I wouldn't trade where I'm at now to be anywhere else. Yeah,
I wouldn't either, because I learned a lot. One thing that I was going to say, though, that I'm grateful for, of the American system, they give us a month to get stuff together. Like, like most harsh. Stuff be like, you gotta pay this by like once a month type of thing. I'm glad it's not every day, cause like I have some time to be like, all right, God, if you're gonna change something, change it now. Show me who I'm supposed to be. Word. May your will be done. But yeah, I'm just grateful for that grace period, that 30-day grace period.
It'd be,
woo. Yeah, it's probably so that you don't feel like you being scammed. You know, we don't like, it's okay if you get scammed, but we don't want you to feel like that's icky. I feel bad doing that. But if I give you 30 days, if you don't get it together in 30 days, that's not my fault.
That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you, player.
So do you feel like your needs are being met?
Yeah, I think they are.
Would you go about it a different way? Because that's the real question.
Would I go about it a different way? I don't think so. Because, I mean, I genuinely think I chose this, unfortunately, whether it was knowingly or unknowingly. Me understanding why I chose it would probably help me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I would have knew, like, you know, why did I choose this scenario from us? Like, understanding the why, I think, helps me, would have helped me be like, all right, I'm cool with this. But, like, not knowing why I ended up in certain situations, I'm like, you know, I'm here, but I don't really know why I'm...
But that would have been so boring.
It would have. Yeah. But,
show up and guess.
That's what we do. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I even was, because I seen a video the other day on Instagram, and I sent it to you guys. It was about this girl. She was quantum leaping. She said when she got in the shower, she quantum leaped into a different realm. I had sent it to you guys. And she was telling everybody how to do it. And I was just like, this was the first time I feel like we've been seeing these types of videos for a few years, or like people being like, oh, just, you know, go jump into this other version of yourself. Like on this, you want to jump timelines. That's what they were talking about. Jumping timelines. Mm-hmm. And I was like, somebody in the comments was like, what about my kids? Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, bring them with you. And I'm just sitting there thinking like, She's talking about doing this when you get in the shower. Why would I, depending on how old, you bringing your kids in the shower so that y'all can all jump timelines together? Like, hold on.
But that thing is hot tub time machine.
That's what they need. But I was just like, it's a lot of people right now that's trying to escape this reality. Mm-hmm. Or where they are in life or whatever. And I just sat there for a moment, and I think this was the first time I had this thought, but I was just like, you know what? If I wasn't here in this moment on this timeline or however you want to look at it, like, I wouldn't have gotten the experience that I've gotten. I wouldn't be this person. I was just like, who would I be? Like, and I was like, what about my family? Like, what version of my family would I be with? Like, 'cause this, you know, this version of my family right now. We doing things. We got a podcast. We doing music. We doing a thing. So, like, what version of everybody else would be around me? And would it be weird once I got there? Like, would I be confused? Because, like, I'm in a different, like, in a different timeline. Like,
that's cool.
I don't know. And one question with that. I wanted to jump timelines. I had seen a video a couple years ago, and I wanted to jump timelines.
I did.
It didn't
too.
Work. I probably did it wrong. You was an error. Exact same timeline. Nothing changed. But I lost my question. Telling jokes.
But I'm just like, how do you even know if you jump timelines or not?
Things be different. I heard it be like subtle changes. Oh, so like okay. If one timeline don't nobody speak to you, then like you go outside, you everybody know you or
oh okay.
Like it just be like literally a different version of you.
But so, then it's like I'm gonna feel strange at that point.
I wanna jump timelines, but I really just wanna bring me from other timelines like
into the Spider-Verse.
Like, just let's all just be one in this timeline that I'm in now.
One mega person?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there is a, if we're talking about like theories, right? About, you know, Spider-Verse, there is a version of you that is somewhere in there.
Yeah, and I just want to fuse, let us fuse, and then we can come back here.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I saw somebody online talk about he used to meditate. In order to learn some stuff, he used to meditate to speak to a version of himself. Like, if he wanted to learn how to paint, he would meditate to go speak to that person. And then that's how he would learn how to paint, just by speaking to a version of himself that learned how to paint.
Hmm. Yep, then take a nap. Artist. I should start doing that.
But what if you are that version of yourself?
Then I'm gonna wake up and like, oh, guess I'm already him.
I don't know. That's a whole nother thing. But I said all of that to say that I have come to the conclusion that I would want to be right here. Like, I don't want to jump timelines or nothing right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I would want to be right here because, you know, I like what I'm doing.
I will really, like, I'm really just curious to see what me and other timelines look like, act like I just want to see.
But then, like, who, if you jump timelines, then who gonna be here? Like,
yeah, that was the question. That was the question that I had.
Like what version
if,
of
if
you
I leave, they're still gonna love me, man. But I just like if I could like just open up, like a I'm not even gonna say a portal.
Window?
I'm going to say, like, yeah, if I could just see, like, a window and look at the timeline, be like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's the dimension breeze. Like, it's good. Take notes.
I was going to say, I feel like, hold on. Let me gather myself. My bad. I was timeline jumping while y'all was talking. I'm joking.
I was about to say, who are you?
It's a clone.
I feel like we get the opportunity to see what other versions of ourselves are doing in our, I guess, in our imagination. That's just, I think that's what I was going to say.
I'd be wondering
about
that.
If you have an idea about something, in my head, how I'm imagining it is, like, I have this idea about it. And, like, I can see myself doing it. There's a version of, like, that version that I'm imagining, like, that's the other timeline. Like, they're already doing it. It's just, like, you get a chance, you're getting a chance to see it. And it's, like, do you want to do that? If you act on it, then it's, like, all right, cool, we're in that timeline now. But if you don't, it's, like, word. Something that you could have did.
That's a cool way to think about it. I was thinking about that with dreams, too.
I was going to say, You can finish if you have.
I don't remember if there was anything after that.
I was just gonna say, me personally, I feel as though the versions of us on different timelines, we still have the same consciousness. So, like, we be experiencing stuff at the same time, but on different timelines. Mm-hmm. And it, all these experiences go back to the same consciousness. So the same central hub, we just experience stuff differently.
That's why people be having deja vu.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why musically, I be saying stuff that I haven't physically experienced, but I've experienced, like, experienced it. Like, these are, like, real emotions, real thoughts, real feelings and everything, but I haven't necessarily went through it or went through it this way, but a part of me actually experienced this way. It'd be wild. Mm.
I agree. I mean, I think in that regard, we're actually a lot bigger than we give ourselves credit for, yeah, because, like, if we're all experiencing, it's like one mind all experiencing this stuff at the same time. It's like one in my, it's a wild example where it's like in my head, there's one person sitting in a room and they got like 35 TVs around them.
Puppet
and just,
master.
Boop, 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 which is like, and like they're all on different channels. So it's just like, all right, let me tune in. It's like, we're at reality TV. This is good. All right, cool. You an NBA player. That's beautiful. Okay, you a ventriloquist? I didn't see that one coming, but that's a good show. And it's like it's all happening at the same time. And yeah, that's how I imagined it in my head. It's weird.
That is weird.
Then we all come back. That's what if when we went to sleep, all of our versions, like our dreams, like we just go like it's a round table type of thing or like an AA type of meeting type of circle and we just like, yeah, today so such and such happened, and we just, it's like therapy.
That's
like
a cool
group therapy.
That would explain a lot, to be honest. That because that, at least for me, my dreams, the correlations, they don't be correlating. Normally it'd be like I'm in a room and it's like I'm a cop and I'm saving Janet Jackson and I'm like, and it's like next thing you know I'm at a park.
More like Freddie Jackson.
But it's like, next thing you know, I'm in a park and I'm 15 and it's like, where did this come from? Next thing you know, I'm looking at a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, word, this is interesting.
Next thing you know, I am a dinosaur.
You know?
I came back as a cow.
That's crazy.
One of the cow ancestors.
That's funny.
Came back in your dream. It was like, somebody tip me. Why don't know where they tip me? Y'all the self looking like, I just.
It was me.
It was like, yeah.
I told you I was going to get
like,
you.
It's like, yeah.
Shouldn't kick my chin.
Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
Jumping timelines and getting back at you. So I knew you was going to come back.
I was like, yeah, you didn't like that life as a cow, did you? I knew you was coming back right here. Go ahead and test it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be interesting. And the dream thing would explain a lot. But do y'all have any... I feel like we talked about a lot of things today.
We did.
Do y'all have any final thoughts on being satisfied with your basic needs met or with all of the needs on... Maslow's hierarchy of needs, timeline jumping, desires, living the life that you want, any of it, or anything else?
One thing that I have is make sure y'all throw away the old food pyramid. That's trash. You don't need that. They lied.
Yeah, it was actually based off of like the food industry trying to sell more milk and stuff like that. That's a whole nother pod. But, yeah, don't use that. And don't teach it to your kids. You got anything else you want to say?
You know, I got nothing. I was going to say tend to your garden. But, yeah, I got nothing. I think this was just a good conversation. And
Yeah,
just...
We might have to have... I always say this. We might have to have a part two. But I don't know if we'll ever have a part two. But... my final thoughts are, look around you, you know, and enjoy where you're at now and keep going for your goals.
All right.
But enjoy where you're at now while you're here. In the meantime, though, In between time. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you go to our Patreon and join the good people of the Gray Area for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast as well as other exclusive content that we have for you guys. And we appreciate you all for being here.
We do.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed.
Stay black, people. You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.